Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadim, a Kval Dala, we're studying Simon Beis. Kol Gilpo Shal Isha, Mashadar Kali is Mchusa Nikre Erva. Every part of the body which is normally covered is considered Erva. Mechen Kishim Megula Mimena Tefach Osim Divrei Torah Afilo Eno Mistakel Bo Klal Bo. If a Tefach is visible in those areas which are normally covered, so that's going to be a problem, and a person cannot say the retara in that situation. Now, the definition of a tefach is a tefach by a tefach. So it's a square tefach, 3 inches by 3 inches. If that area is visible, that would be problematic. Again, this is not discussing what the person's responsibility is to cover upon themselves. We're not saying a woman can wear a baggage which has whole windows in it, which are visible, but regards to the issue of saying divrei Torah can negate it, or divrei tefillin can negate it, the fact that part of it is visible, if it's the area is less than a tefach on a tefach, is the chayyadim is not answering it. Now we will see, there are some opinions that say even pachas mitefach there's what to be machmer on, but right now the chayyadim is saying the shear is a tefach, and that's also even if the person is not gazing at the woman or the man. The situation is talking about the air of the man, even less than a tefach is a problem. The air of a woman, even less than a tefach is a problem. Other parts of the body, the shear is a tefach. So any part which is normally covered is going to be required that is covered b'shas tefillah or divrei Torah. Vasalikras kamala enov, and this issur applies even if the woman is not adjacent to him, the woman is in the distance, and the man can see the woman. So it's mala enov, if it's visible to him, so there's going to be a problem. Abo panea biyodea kvi haminik shederach boisumakam legalos hagadayim lo nikre erva. The woman's face is not erva, and the woman's arms, depending on what's normal in that area, it's leave uncovered. If only the hands are left uncovered, so then the forearm would be considered erva. If it's a place where it's normal for women to bare their forearm, so in that situation, that would not be considered erva. Kiman the regilim, but because people are ruggle on it, ain kan hirer. So this idea that the chayyadim is saying ain kan hirer, which is fits well with the opinion that this is issur drabanan, because of the concern that people will come to hear her. Again, a person cannot claim that I'm different, because Allah said, because of the concern, a person will come to think about a woman and be distracted from tefillah. So something which people are ruggle in, are accustomed to seeing, does not generate hearer. Mechin parses regla, the Chayyadim continues and says, her feet, but Malkam Shaderach Leilich Yochev, which is normal to go on barefoot, is mutter. Avol Zreha B'shoika, her upper arm and her shoik. I'm going to leave that word untranslated for a moment. I feel that regilim b'kach kederach haprutzos is also, even if this is a place where people walk around like that, and that's considered normal, since those are areas which are closer to the inner part of the body, which is more attractive. So that is chazal asa, that even if the derech of that place is to uncover it. So the question, obviously, which people were thinking as they're going along, what about nowadays people leave a lot of areas uncovered? Does that change the halacha? So here the chayyadim is saying no. That halacha only changes a certain part of the body, the forearm, but the upper arm is not affected by that, and that includes the elbow. And the person, woman's shoik. Now, what is the definition of shoik? Mr. Burr understands that the shoik is referring to the upper leg, so from the knee and above. But the lower leg does not go into this isser, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, in a place where it would be the derech for women to go with the lower leg uncovered, there would not be a problem of divrei Torah and divrei tefillah in his presence. However, this is a big discussion in halacha. How we define the word shok, is the shok including the lower leg as well? And if that would be true, then even the lower leg would have to be covered. And if it would not be covered, there would be a problem of divrei Torah and divrei tefillah in its presence. So the Mishnah Berurah is makel in that regard. According to the opinion that it's going to be problematic, so a woman would cover her leg with socks or with stockings. The stockings have to be, we'll discuss later on, how much covering it does the beggar cause to make this, to solve this problem. If a person is wearing a beggar which is diaphanous, which you can see through the beggar, is that considered a kisa for this purpose? So the purpose is of soya, it says with kisisa, purpose of erva, we require something else that should not be visible to remove the potential for hearer. So it has to be not visible, so there is a certain thickness of stocking, which is sufficient to say that it's covering the leg, that the leg is not visible, not every single, even a very thin stocking would not then necessarily be sufficient for this purpose. We'll see more about this as we go along. Meanwhile, have a good day.